Rabbi said the shiur this week is being sponsored by Lishon Shor Avigdor Menachem Ben Ramar Chatzi Olshon.
Rabbi Kaplowitz, again inviting me to share with you some Divrei Torah. It's always a stimulating experience whenever I come. And should be zeicha to many more years of Habatzas Torah. So on game with the Arbit. We should be nana from you for a long time to come. Gesund, for Shleima. Maybe as a Hagdama, I don't know if it's a kasha, if it's not a kasha, just as a hakdama, the Mishnah, the beginning of Yuma, brings, as we all know, the days of Prisha before Yom HaKippurim, Shivas Yamim Kaidim Yom HaKippurim, Afrishin Kayin Gadol Mibesa Lelishkas Parhedrin. This din, of course, wherever we learn it out from, whether we learn it out from the Miluim, whether we learn it out from Sinai, whether it's a Daraisa, whether it's a Darabanan. So of course, the whole discussion that we have in the Gemara and in Rishonim. And then we have the next din of the Mishnah, where it says, "Umaskinen lo kayen acher tachtov." The second din is that an event that the first one will become pasul. "Maskinen lo kayen acher tachtov shema reyera boi psul." Perhaps there'll be a psul, maybe it'll become tameh, and he'll have to be replaced by the Mamala Makam. And therefore, so we're masakin another Kayin Tachtov. We'll have to see more about what this din is, and of course how he becomes a Kayin Gadol. But what's bothering me is, I just want to get it off my chest in the beginning. It says, Umaskinen lo Kayin Acher Tachtov. Now, if we were the Tana, if we were writing this Mishnah, what would we have said? Umaskinen lo, what's the lo? Umaskinen kayin tachtav, kayin achar maskinen kayin achar tachtav, in lieu of the first one, the replacement, the substitute. We'll call him the surrogate kayin gadol, who's going to replace the first one. What is the pashat of shat, and what it means, umaskinen lo? Who's lo? Maskinen for the benefit of the Kohen Gadol? It's not for the benefit of the Kohen Gadol, it's for the benefit of Klal Yisrael. So what does it mean? What's the law mean? Look, the Rambam, when the Rambam is Keved, this halacha, the Rambam is Matik, the Lashon HaMishnah, Umaskinen lo. What does it mean, Umaskinen lo? The Bashem Shat, the Zuch, the Mishnayis, the people that say Pshat, everybody kind of avoids the whole problem. What does it mean? How did everybody learn it?
I think his Esfasemus probably said that the idea of what's happening tomorrow is to spur the Kohen Gadol to greater years, so the Hakim Maskinen Lo. He should be careful not to become Tamei.
Right, so it means, so he, if that's the case, so it means that he's taking the word Lo literally.
Yes.
So it means, so what does it mean then? Umaskinen Lo. It means it's kind of throwing it in somehow, but it doesn't mean anything. It's in order to serve as a way of galvanizing him. That's what it really means. It's the impetus, but that's not what the word lo means. You see, he's bothered by the problem. I just want to be matzia a possibility of the pshat. Tosfos and Megillah says he aside. When the Mamala Makim comes and he'll go, the second Kohen Gadol will go and he will do the Avodah. I want to know, whose par does he bring and whose ayil does he bring? The karbonis that he brings, the Sar Nasa Bifnim, the Sar Nasa Bechutz, of course, all the Musafim, everything that's brought belongs to Mishal Tzibor, it's brought from Trumas Halishka, as we all know. But the par, who pays for the par? Kohen Gadol himself. It's a carbon yachid, the par.
Substitute, there's the melech.
Well, wait. I'm going to, one second. So the par is a carbon yachid. Normally, I mean, in a regular Yom Kippur, who pays for the par? Doesn't come from Trumas Alishka. It comes from the money of the Kohen Gadol's own private money. Who pays for the ayil? The ayil is Eilu Shel Aaron. It's Aaron's, the Kohen Gadol's ayil. Who pays for it? There are two types of karbanis that are brought in the Seder Ayin. There's the karbanis of the Tzibor that are brought from Trumas Alishka. And then there are the private karbanis, the carbon of the par, which is the Kohen Gadol's own private carbon. It happens to be that other kaihanim get a kapara with the par of the Kohen Gadol, whether they get a kapara, I have the Gemara later on coming up, on Daf Nun, whether they get a kapara mikiva, they get a kapara mikufya. It's a shaila exactly what kind of a status the par has. It might be a carbon ashutfim, but whatever it is, it's not a carbon, it's not the carbon tzibur that's brought from Trumas Alishka. It's brought from the Kohen Gadol's own private money, like the Gemara darshans beferish on Daf Nun Aleph. The Gemara learns that it comes from the Kohen Gadol's own private money. The ayil is an oil. The ayil is also. What will happen? Like the Gemara asked the Kasha on the above, it's Negei, if everybody becomes Tameh, it's Kavul Oizman, there'll still be a din of Tubat Chuy B'tzibur by it. But Aval Bikain, it's only because it's Kavul Oizman. The carbon is a carbon yachid. Now, that this Kohen Gadol becomes Tameh, he's no longer able to do the Avodah. So, they have the replacement Kohen Gadol. And he brings the par. Who pays for that par? Whose par is it? Whose ayil is it? Who pays for that ayil? So Tesis and Megillah, it's the first Kohen who goes and pays for the par. It's the first Kohen that brings the ayil. How can he do it? He's not the Kohen Gadol. It's the one that's doing the Avodah. He's the one that brings the par. What do you see from Tosfos? From Tosfos we see the Kohen Gadol blight the first one. Even in a case where he's Tameh, you see, vice versa from Tosfos, in the position of Kohen Gadol, there are two aspects. There's the position of Srara, who's in the position of leadership and the title of Kai Yisrael. Who is Kai Yisrael's Kohen Gadol? The original Kohen Gadol, Zalazayin Tameh, Zalazayin Tahar, it doesn't make a difference. As Dr. Kohen Gadol. And if he's the Kohen Gadol, the power is going to be his, the aisle is going to be his. There's a problem, though. He's an honest, he can't do the Avodah. So he's Memana Bim Kaimai, a Shliach to go and do the Avodah on his behalf to represent him in the bringing of the power and representing Klal Yisrael to do what he himself, the first Kohen Gadol, cannot do. Aber the Kohen Gadol is the first Kohen Gadol, not the second Kohen Gadol. He's the Kohen Gadol with Negeya, the Schus to go do the Avodah. The first one is an honest, he can't do the Avodah. Aber the Chaleshem of the Kohen Gadol of Klal Yisrael is the first one. So those of Shad Mishnah. Umaskinin loy Kohen Gadol Acher. We're maskinin lo Kohen Acher Tachtov. We're being misakin for him. It is for him, because he remains a Kohen Gadol. He's a Kohen Gadol that's not going to be able to do the Avodah. Aber a Kohen Gadol bleibt er. And therefore, when the second one goes and does the Avodah, he's doing a service. Avadi's doing the service on behalf of all of Klal Yisrael. Avadi's bringing all the Karbanos for Klal Yisrael. But he's also doing a service to represent the first Kohen Gadol, who remains the Kohen Gadol. V'haraya, the par is his, the ayil is his. That's what a maskina and lo, efshu, that's what it means. It wouldn't be matziya, that possibility. The lo is dafke, it's not lav dafke, just throw it under the car, sweep it and swim it under the carpet. The Mishnah, the Tana, when he writes the word lo, it's maskina, there's a special benefit that the first Kohen Gadol has, like to the Kohen Gadol, and he needs a representative to go and be mishamish, to be mishamish in for his carbon. He's bringing the second Kayan, the replacement, is bringing the first Kayan Gadol's par. So Ein Lecha Loi Gadol Mizeh, he's doing, besides Klal Yisrael being the beneficiaries of the first Kayan Gadol's Avaida, the first Kayan Gadol is the beneficiary of the second Kayan Gadol's Avaida. It's his par. Normally he would have to bring his par. He'd have to bring his ayil. The second one is going and he's doing an avodah for him. He's doing his job. It's his par. That's not that he is being replaced in Ganson and that the par is now being brought by the second one.
Okay.
Huh? And Daftes and Megillah.
Where's the
Taisen Daftesa Megillah. The Shaila is, if the Rambam agrees to this, and that'll depend how we learn a Rambam. Well, we'll see up time later on whether the Rambam agrees to this. He certainly doesn't say Beferish Fakir to Rambam. The Shaila is maybe in Cheshbin, maybe it should come out in the Rambam, not. But at least in Tosfos, that's how it is. In the Rambam, Lanias Daiti, the Rambam could be mided to this din of Tosfos, and that the par remains the first Kohen Gadol's par. It's a chiddush that we see in that Tosfos. But that's as they learn Tosfos and Megillah on Daf Tes.
What happens if the animal dies?
What?
What happens if it dies? It gets lost. Who has to pay?
Then it's a case of chata. Well, it's a shaila. Well, it's a chata shemesa baleha. In a case where the animal dies. Yeah. Oh, so then he'll replace it.
Then he has to pay for it from his money.
No. Then the first kind of.
No, and you can't, and you have to bring in the second one to do it. It dies. Once you get the cup puzzle.
If the par dies.
And the
Kohen
can't do it.
That same Kohen Gadol that cannot do it will give more money. Okay. And the second one will do it. That's the case. It doesn't mean only he became Tamei Dafka because he was Mavish the Par before. Even if he wasn't Mavish the Par before. It's the Achrais incumbent upon him to go ahead and bring the Par. The Par, the Ayol, he brings it.
Tachtov
in the Benegei the Avoided. He's good at Kohen Gadol Tachtov in the Benegei the Avoided.
So Pashtus, you learn
Rashi,
Taktum instead of him. He's his replacement.
Possibly. Yeah, Pashtus, you would say, again, I mean, he says the word Taktum, he means Taktum, Benegea, the Avaida, he does the job of the Kohen Gadol. Rashi's not coming to Barvon, whose power is it? He, in Benegea, all the Shimush and the whole Avaida that's being done, he's there to be Mamala Makam to take the place of the first Kohen Gadol. He does. He takes the place of the first Kohen Gadol. He is a Kohen Gadol. But that does not mean because he's the Kohen Gadol, it's to the exclusion of the first one. The first one could also be a Kohen Gadol. Can't be Mamana Lakatchila to Kohen Gedolim. But the first one, Blight the Kohen Gadol, just because he became Tameh, doesn't mean that he didn't become that, doesn't mean that he became Ice Kohen Gadol. If he became Kohen Gadol, that means that he's able to provide the power. He provides the power, provides the ayah.
That's a kiddush that there is a status like that as well.
Yes, mask him.
You would think that that title of Kohen Gadol is not a status. It's functional.
Right.
It's
a function in doing avaida.
Right.
You see, the chayra, it's not like that. There are two facets of the Kohen Gadol. There's the facet of Kohen Gadol, that is his position. It's a station. He's the leader. He's the leader. He's a manik. So, who's the din of the Gadlei Mishalachav? By the second one or by the first one? The first one, black Kohen Gadol. Call him a Kohen Gadol without portfolio. He won't be able to go do the Avaida. I'm a Kohen Gadol black there. He needs somebody to go be Mamala and welcome to the Avaida. He'll be Mamala if somebody else will go do the Avaida. I'm a Kohen Gadol. He is black there, a Kohen Gadol. Maskinen, low. It's for his. He derives a personal benefit from him going and doing it. He's the beneficiary of this substitute Kohen Gadol going and doing it. What? Again? He'll go back. No, that's the Shaila. See, that's where it's going to be. That's where it's Nageya. For Shteitzach. Let's say, when the Gemara says that, when the tumah passes, right? So that means that the second one, he was there only temporarily, and then the first one will become you hold that he needs a new minui to be a new minui Kohen Gadol? He needs a new minui? He's going to have a new Mashiach, the first one? Or the Pshat is he's a blight to the Kohen Gadol? The Chiddush Taisus is he's a blight to Kohen Gadol. The second one will be a kind of a negate of Shimush. Hashem, it's verse where the head of Chayser. If he goes Chayser Labadasa, Shane Ain Arai, Lola Kohen Gadol, Lola Kohen Hedyin. But the first one goes and he becomes a Kohen Gadol again. And the Pashtus is, stating it that he's going to need a new Minui. The whole deal that Taisus has on the Yud Beis is, how do they make the second one Ice Kohen Gadol? And we have another Shaila, by the way. And I didn't want to get Fafirt over here. It's not the topic. But if we're talking about it already. The second one is a very sadistic issue. When they reinstate the first Kohen Gadol, so the second one is not able to go do the Avodah, like the Gemara says. Shani ain't a Rai, lo the Kohen Gadol, lo the Kohen Hedyin. He's ain't a Rai, lo the Kohen Gadol, because he could be Shum Eifer. Ain't a right the kain head yet because my lo mekaydish lo my reading. So then, what is he? He can't do the avaidas kain gadol because of eifer. Okay, he can't do the avaida with four begadim either because my lo mekaydish lo my reading. So technically, is he allowed to marry an almana? At that point, is he allowed to marry an almana? Does he have Isuri kain gadol on him, or does he not have Isuri kain gadol? So Rashi on Daf Yud Bey says, let's say he would go do that chaperayin, he would shalokedin, and he would do the avayda. How many begadim would he have to wear? So Rashi would wear shmeina begadim. Technically, he's a kohen gadol. The chalei shem of being a kohen gadol remains. Taisus brings the Yerushalmi. That's mashma that the Taisus learns. Kipashnis. It means that they made him ice kohen gadol. Milam Bekaidish Velom Maridin says that if he's going to do the Avayda, we don't let him do the Avayda because he's going to have to wind up doing the Avayda with Dalab Begadim. He's going to wind up doing the Avayda with Dalab Begadim. We don't want him to do the Avayda with Dalab Begadim. But let's say he did the Avayda with Shmaina Begadim. He'd be Chayim Misa for a Reboy Begadim, for Bimarba Begadim. What the status of the second Kayan Gadol, the second Kayan Gadol, the replacement Kayan Gadol, after they reinstate the first Kayan Gadol, the Mashmalas of Taisus from the Yerushalmi is that technically he has to do the Avayda with Dal Begadim, which we of course don't want him to do because Ma'ilam Bekaydish Velo Meridim. According to Rashi, do the Avayda with Shmaina Begadim. The Rambam is clear that he do the Avayda with Shmaina Begadim.
The Gemara says because of Eva. How can Eva make him into a Kayan
Gadol? No, Eva just is the reason why we don't let him do the Avayda with Shmaina Begadim, why we don't let him remain doing the service to do and to be partners with the first Kayan Gadol.
If he's supposed to do it with Dalam Begadim, what's a half a minute? You could let him do it.
The reason he's supposed to do Dalam Begadim, that's a de facto thing. Really, what he should do is, we don't know what to do with him. But that's why the Gemara uses, we want to know what to do with him. Should we allow him to remain a Kohen Gadol and to do the Avodah with Shmaina Begadim? Mishumeva, we don't allow him to do that. Therefore, so what's the alternative? Make him do the Avodah with Dal Begadim. And we misalik him from being a Kohen Gadol. But we don't want to do that, Lamaisa, to let him do the Avodah with Dal Begadim, because Milo Makaydish Velo Maridin. So therefore, what do we do? So what we do is, we don't implement the din of Dal Begadim, because then it'll be Milo Makaydish Velo Maridin. But technically, we're going to make a Mais Kayan Gadol because of the fact that Mishum Eva, we don't want to remain there. What you're saying is, that's the Gemara in the process of exploring the options that we have. That's where the Gemara says that you wouldn't do it because of Eva. So as a result of that, so what do? We make a Mais Kayan Gadol.
Well, if you fire him as Kayan Gadol, and then he does it, Mishum Eva, then he'll be Misa. But if you didn't fire him,
again, if you fired him from becoming Kayan Gadol,
right,
and he's going to do the Avayda with what?
And he didn't Avayda
with Shemayna Begadol. Like Rashi, it's good. The Avayda is Avayda Ksheira.
Even if you fired him?
Even if you fired him.
And according to Tosfos Yerushalmi, you're saying...
He's not. He's going to be Kadal Begadol. Because according to Tosfos, firing does not... We don't mean when we fire him, when we impeach him. We don't mean to make a Mais Kayan Gadol. What we mean is that we come to make him that he shouldn't be Meshamish as Kayan Gadol. But not that way we come to be Iker, the Kedushas Kayan Gadol. The Kedushas Kayan Gadol blight. That's not what we do. He won't be. According to Rashi, he won't be able to marry an Amana. According to Rashi, he won't be able to marry an Amana. According to the Tais, according to Rishami, he'll be able to marry an Amana.
So according to what you just said, that if he does that way, the Bishmai the Gadol, then the Maisa Avayi that he did Loi should also blight his carbon. His
no.
Yep. He has
the two things.
Struggle.
No.
No.
The Avayda is an Avaydas Kayan Gadol. Avadi has Kedushas Kayan Gadol. The Shaila is, who's the Miskaper of the Par? Who's the Bailam over the Par? Who's the Bailam over the Par?
Now that he has established
the other one paid for the Par. It's the first one's carbon.
He's a Shliach, like you said.
I mean, so the Shliach doesn't mean that it's so his carbon. A shliach means a shliach to do the avayda. It doesn't mean that it becomes his carbon. If somebody makes somebody else a shliach, he'll bring the carbon. One kayin goes and he does, he has to bring a chatos. And he appoints another kayin to go bring the chatos. He gets the kapara. It's his carbon. The other kayin will go do the avayda. doesn't mean that he becomes the bialim of the carbon. The bialim of the par, well, he's the miskaper of the carbon. He's the miskaper. That's, I don't want to say miskaper. Everybody's going, all the kahanim get a kapara with this. It's chibar badol viad beso uviad kol and viad echav kahanim. Everybody gets it. But the question is whether we'll get it. Whether we'll get it mikiva mikufya. Who's the bialim over the carbon? That's the diyum that we have. Pardon me. That'll be depend on the Gemara who makes the Tmura. Well, you're assuming, well, it depends, first of all, on a couple of things. First of all, because in a carbon Tziva, there is no Tmura. Or a carbon Ashutfim, there is no Tmura. But who would be, if it's not, if it would be a carbon Yachid, who it would be? The Miskaper, the main Miskaper, would be him. It happens to be that everybody's a Miskaper. One, because either Mikiva or Mikufya, that's the Gemara later on in Dafnon Amabeis. The Gemara deals in Shtalsu, the case of Tmura. Who would have the skus to go making the Tmura? Agav, when the Rambam brings this in, just say it right away in the beginning. When the Rambam brings this in, Maskin Lo Kayin Acher, the Rambam brings it in a different way than the Mishnah. The Mishnah brings Umaskinen lo kayen acher tachtov. You bring it, the Ramana kayen acher tachtov. When the Rambam brings this din, the Rambam says it. Shivas yamim kaidem yema kipurim afrishin kayin gadol mi beisa the lishkas peshalikshe shemem migdash. Then the Rambam says a very peculiar lashon. The Rambam says when he's talking about the din of being misakin a kayin acher tachtov, listen to the lashon of Rambam. Umaskinen loy kayin gadol acher. We're misakin for him kayin gadol acher. We're appointing for him another kayin gadol. Shim yirab azeb su'ul. That if there'll be a psul in the first kayin gadol, yavoid halacher tachta of the other one will take his place. What are they misakin? Another kayin gadol? Are they misakin an acher that an event that he'll be disqualified from being a kayin gadol? There'll be a man of him as a kayin gadol. At what point does he become a kayin gadol? About it, we learned the Gemara. At what point does he? If you need him, he'll become a kayin gadol. If you don't need him, he'll drive the kayin hegit. What does it say in the Mishnah? Umaskinen lo yacher, kamaskinen lo kayin acher tachtav, shim yera by psul. He'll be able to take the place of the Rishon. So what is he when they're mamana him? Until Erev Yom Kippur, the morning of Yom Kippur is there, and the morning of they see, he became tamei. So what do? They take the kayin and says, look, the kayin gadol became tamei. We need you to replace the first one. So what he says, all right, but I'm a kayin hegit. What do you do? You have to make him into a kayin gadol on the spot. We're misakin him that he should take the place of the kayin gadol in the event that the kayin gadol will be disqualified from doing the avodah. And so therefore, when do they make him kayin gadol? They make him a kayin gadol when they need him, on Yom Kippur.
That's the Gemara, how you mechanic him.
That's Shaila how, and how you mechanic him. And yet the Rambam says,
it seems for the Rambam, it
seems last week. Yeah. Last week we're a man of him. When do we set aside this kayin? The week before. Maskina, what is he then? Kayin gadol. So you have to understand him. So that's the Gemara and the Gemara. How does he become a kayin gadol? The Rambam is a chayra chiddush. The Rambam is telling us over here that when it says that we're misakin a kayin acher tachtav, we're misakin like kayin gadol acher tachtav, there's another kayin gadol. What does the Rambam mean another kayin gadol? And that, let's take a look. What?
Does he mean that he put on the Shmaya?
Yeah, what does he mean? What does he mean? He takes Shmaya Begadim a week before. And then we have the Gemara. Yaveva also. And the Gemara brings, how do you make the Kayin Gadol, as we know? How do you make Bechal Nadin a Minay Kayin Gadol? So the Gemara holds that in order to make Minay Kayin Gadol, you have to have Meshicha Shiva and Riboy Begadim Shiva. Look at Chil. Mir Meshicha Shiva and Riboy Begadim Shiva. The Gemara says, maybe, suppose you don't have it L'katchila. Suppose you only had Meshicha Yem Echad or Riboy Begadim Yem Echad. That's good enough also. The Gemara leaves us with the impression, when you learn Yuma, that you need both. You need at least Meshicha Shiva and Riboy Begadim Yem Echad or Ribui Begadim Yemecha and Mashiach Shiva. Or maybe it can have Ribui Begadim one day and Mashiach one day. But let's say you only had Ribui Begadim for 7 days or even one day. From the Gemara and Yuma, we would never say such a thing is good. But about it, we have to come up and say that that's good. What they do in the Zman of the Bayesheni after Yeshiyahu when they didn't have Shemin HaMishka. But for that, we have the Gemara and Hurrius. Taisa Shtelsu, the Gemara and Hurrius. That even if you don't have Mashiach, Taisus himself brings Taisus, Taisus Yeshanim, who says that the only reason that the Gemara only dealt with the Mashiach in conjunction with the Ribu Begadim, because that's the only thing that's needed for our sugya. But Avada, if you don't have both, it's also Nisraba Shiva Benimshach Yem Echad Benisraba Lachud Lo Sagi. The Gemara in Hurriyah says, Riba Begadim is also good enough. That's why in Zman Bayesheni, where they didn't have any Mashiach B'Shem and HaMishka, they were able to make a Kohen Gadol on the basis of the Riba Begadim itself. What does it mean that we have Riba Begadim? Rashi and the Rambam argue, how do they make a Kohen Gadol with Riba Begadim? Rashi learns, when they make ribui begadim for the 7 days, zok Rashi ribui shiva, she shamesh kayin gadol shiva yamim ritzufim kishem emanin aso bikahuna gedayla, the yilba shmeina begadim bishas avayda. During the time of doing the avayda, he has to be wearing the shmeina begadim. When during the 7 days, he'll be wearing the shmeina begadim and do the avayda with shmeina begadim by the 7 days. But then the Rambam argues. In Klei Amigdash, the Rambam argues, and the Rambam holds that when their Mamarbe goes through the din of Ribui Begadim, he does not have to do a Avaida with Ribui Begadim. What they do is they put the Ribui Begadim, the Shemaina Begadim, on him for 5 minutes, and they take it off. Vizehu, v'naymar amein. According to the Rambam, that what they do is they put the Begadim on, he doesn't have to go do any Avaida. They'll just put it on, take it off. If they do it like that for 7 days, or the Riba, you do it for one day, that's good enough. He does not have to do Avaida. So Machlaikis, the Rashi and the Rambam, when we talk about Riba Begadim, does he have to do an Avaida with Riba Begadim, or he does not have to do an Avaida with Riba Begadim? That's step two. Now, in light of this, so what happens with the Kayin Gadol that they're Mamana Tachtav on Yom Kippur? So we have the Gemara and Daf Yud Beis comes and it says, "Maskinu loy kayin acher." And the Gemara says, "Pshita irabo psul kaidim tamid shel shachar mechanchanai said betamid shel shachar." It's pashit that if the psul takes place before the tamid shel shachar, will be mechanichem with the tamid shel shachar. Eli irabo psul achar tamid shel shachar b'me mechanchanai said. In a case, let's say where the psula will take place after the Tamid Shel Shachar, how will they go be mechanechem then? The Gemara says, maybe they'll be mechanechem with the Avnate, assuming that the Avnate of the Kayin Gadol is made out of, butz, and the Avnate of the Kayin Hedyet year-round is Kilayim, then obviously there's this distinction to be made between the Avnate that he's wearing in Yom Kippur, as opposed to the avnate that he wears normally. Then the Gemara says, very good, if the avnate of the Kohen Gadol is the avnate of the Kohen Hedyot, and if they both wore kelayim, then it makes sense. But suppose you don't hold like that, the Gemara, maybe the eight says he should be mehapach betzinayra. He'll go and he will wear eight begadim and stir the coals on top of the mizbeach, even though the haktar itself is taking place. But he'll be hurrying, be mamahir, be mekar of the bishul, and the habara of the gehalim. He'll be expediting the whole process of the haktara, and that itself will also be an avaida that would require eight begadim. Agav, the Ritva holds from over here, kar bishul, we learn out, kiru bishul, we learn hachas Shabbos from here also, the Ritva learns. It's Rabbi Kevager and hachas Shabbos that brings the rai, brings the Ritva that we bring in now from over here, from Mahapach B'tzinayra, you see that that's a case of a czar that's going to be Chayav Misa for it. That's going to be called the Raya from here. That's going to be called the Bishul by Shabbos also. The Makarav, the Mamayar, the Makarav Bishul, Hagosa, the Negei, Halacha, Maisa, even from Hilchos Shabbos from this Gemara. And then the Gemara says, maybe I'll ask, but what kind of a bishul is it? Maybe it's a bakalko. All right, but these are the unim that we have. And then the Gemara finally says, but suppose you don't have that, then avodasa b'chan chasuch. That means he'll go wear the dalav begadim, the big day boots. If you hold there, he'll wear the big day boots. And in spite of the fact that maybe no matter what the avne it is, avodasa b'chan chasuch will allow him to go do the avoda, and the all could take place b'vasachas, the kedushas kain gadol with the doing of the avoda, and that's how you'll be mechanech. The Taisus Yeshanim on this Gemara, the Ritva, and the Rashmi Shantz on Teres Kainim bring what was the Gemara Shaila of Bameh Mechan Chenosa? Why don't you just make him Shicha with him Shemin HaMishcha? Throw some Shemin HaMishcha on him, we'll become Kain Gobel. What more do you need? Oh, so the Taisus Yeshanim learns, the Ritva learns, Eichanami, in the Bayis Rishon, that's what they'd be able to do. But the Gemara is talking in the Bayis Sheni. In the Bayis Rishon, the Gemara would not have a shaila. In Bameh Mechan Chenoso, what would they do? They would be able, when the Kayin Gadol, the first Kayin Gadol, became Tameh, and now they had to be Mamana him, so here's the Chakayin Hegit. So what would they do? And the Bayis Rishon, no problem. Throw some Shemin HaMishcha on him. It's fine. The problem that the Gemara has, because we're talking about Bayis Sheni, they didn't have Shemin HaMishcha. You don't have Shemin HaMishcha, it was on the top. So you have to, should you say, Avedasa B'chad Chaso, should you be Mechanecha B'di Avnei, should be Mechanecha B'tamit Shol Shachar B'shmein B'godim, should be Mehapach B'tzi Naira. These are the issues that we have. But this man Bayis Rishon, they would have had an Eitzah of Shemin HaMishcha. Now, we have an Asha of Shemin HaMishcha. We have the following. What happened to the din? When they go and they make this person into the Kohen Gadol, did they designate him? Was there a Meshicha Shiva or Ribui Begadim Shiva? There wasn't Meshicha Shiva or Ribui Begadim Shiva. We didn't have that. So when are they making him into the Kohen Gadol? When Yom Kippur. They only are making him into a Kohen Gadol. What happened to the din of Meshicha Shiva? What happened to the din that you have to designate him 7 days before for Ribui Begadim or Meshicha Shiva or Ribui Begadim Shiva? What happened to that? What? Oh, see, maybe you'll say it's all the Katchila. Maybe you'll say the whole din is a din of Katchila. But you see much more than that. We take a look at the Teres Kayanim. The Teres Kayanim tells us, Mar has a drasha. Minayin sheyemad kipurim maser v'achilu siyah v'chiper asher yimshach oso matam adlaimar. V'shakol ha-parsha amura b'yaren. The whole parsha is said by Aaron. See, even if you say that there's a din of Riboy Shiva, maybe you'll even say l'katchil. What happened to the din of Avidasa B'chan Chasa? The din of Avidasa B'chan Chasa doesn't it? There's no Riboy Begadim Shiva. How does that fit into the pasuk? Of Riboy Begadim Shiva and the Meshicha Shiva. You don't have that. And even Yom Echad, the Avidasa B'chan Chasa doesn't. You don't satisfy any of the criteria for that. But the Gemara said, the Shkaris Kainim says, the Chiper Asher Yimshach Isai Matam Adlaimah. We should call a parsha be Aaron Ainley Ella Aaron. Aaron Atzmon. How do you know that this did of be Mechanat the Kayin Gadol the prize to other Kahanim Gedalim Kayin Achar Tamadaimar Shayim Shachosai? Ainley Ella Mashuk B'Shemin HaMishcha. Maybe the only way it can be Mamana Kayin Gadol is only be Znivshach B'Shemin HaMishcha. Reboy Mruba Begadim. How do you know he's Reboy Begadim? How do you know you can make a Kayin Gadol with Reboy Begadim alone also? Vashiyamale Yes Yado means that we learn out from there that he becomes a Kayin Gadol through Ribui Begadim. Minayin the Rabbis Kayin Acher HaMismana. How do you know a kohen acher hamisman. He's not a mashuach b'shemen hamishcha, and he's not a meruba begadim. He's a kohen acher hamisman. Who is that? Tamudleimar b'chiper a kohen. The Rashmi Shantz and the Ravid on the Teres Kayanim. Who is this referring to? The Rav is Kayan Achar HaMismana. Zokta the Ravid and the Chai Rashmi Shantz on the Teres Kayanim. This is the Mamala Makayim of the Kayan Gadol that became Tamei. Minayin the Rav is Kayan Achar HaMamunet Tamud Leimar V'chiper HaKayan. Minayin Shetzvichan Anu Lahaskin Lai Kayan Achar Shemayera Babsul. V'zu Haskana. This haskana, the hei b'makom meshicha ribui begadim, it'll be in the place of, in lieu of meshicha, and in lieu of ribui begadim, there's a haskana, a maisa haskana, that makes him into a kain gadol, which takes the place of the normally required meshicha shiva and ribui begadim shiva. Shetzarek liyis b'kain gadol kayim yayim ha-kipurim. Alefishi yefshar lo lamashcha kayim lachein. Because you cannot be Meshachim before B'Shemen HaMishcha. Why? Allah HaBisha, you can't be Malbishim 7 days before. And you can't be Meshachim Shemen HaMishcha before. B'Shem HaMayim Shnei Kainim Gedolim Kiyachot. B'Shumeva, HaHaskana HaZu B'Makai Meshicha V'Riboy Begadim. Valdik HaChidosh.
What do you mean B'Makai?
Good tainer. They're good. They see that, saying that, it's a Drabbanan. Yet the Gemara holds that the way the Ravid's explaining the Drasha, that's it keeps even a Daraisa. That's Agav. You see, it's very good. Very good point.
Oh, good.
That's what I'm driving at. That's Mamish, the point. So what was state on Teres Kayin? There are three ways, not two ways. There are three ways to make a Kohen Gadol. You appoint him 7 days before when Meshicha B'Shemen HaMishcha. A. B. You could go, if you don't have Shemen HaMishcha, you appoint him 7 days before and you're Marva Begadim. And there's another way to appoint the Kohen Gadol, where you cannot be Mamanahim 7 days before with Meshicha B'Shemen HaMishcha or with Ribui Begadim. There's a new thing that's called the Maisa Haskana, where you designate him to be Mamalei, the Kohen Gadol, the Makayim, the position of the original Kohen Gadol, and the Haskana is B'Makayim Meshicha Shiva and Ribui Begadim Shiva. Those are the Rashmi Shantz, the Ravid, on Teres Kayanim hold that B'Makayim, where you normally require Meshicha Shiva and Ribui Begadim Shiva, over here you cannot have that because Eim Amadim Tu Kohenim Gedalim Ki Yachad Mishum Eva. Therefore, B'Zu HaHaskana is B'Makayim the Meshicha Shiva and the Ribui Begadim. There's a new way to make a Kohen Gadol. It means what? You don't have 7 days before. When did it become Tameh? The Kohen Gadol. Get Tameh in the morning of Yom Kippur, before Tameh Shel Shachar, after Tameh Shel Shachar. So the Gemara says, B'Zu HaHaskana, they be misaken the Kohen Gadol, they be misaken the designation that he should be the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur. After this, that Haskana carries the weight. It carries the weight of Meshicha Shiva and Ribui Begadim Shiva. More than that.
Is that on Yom Kippur?
Yes, that's the point. Make it sharper. Wait a minute. Let me make it sharper. When did he become Tameh? Let's say after the Tameh Shel Shachar. Now, is there any significance in the Kohen Gadol that they had the Kohen that they were Maman tapped of until that point? No, what was he doing? He's doing nothing. So what happens now? The Kohen Gadol became Tameh. What are they supposed to do? They come now and they are Kairei Shame in the absence of Meshicha Shiva. You can't just make a Kohen Gadol mooly nilly. You go ahead and there he became Tameh. You need 7 days before it's a ganze process of how to do it. So up to the Ravid and the Rashmi Shantz on the Teres Kayanim. You don't need the Ravid. Here you don't have, you're able to forego the entire process. The Haskana, there'll be Mamane Kohen Gadol says, you're able to forego and be Mavater on the ganze din of Meshicha Shiva and Ribui Shiva. Haskonis, this person to make him into a Kohen Gadol is in lieu of Meshicha Shiva and Ribui Shiva. That gives them the chaloshem of being a kohen gadol. No, wait, not another Rambam. Let's take it there. Not the Rambam. That way. Ay, bazai. So what was the Gemara asking?
Yeah.
So what was the Gemara asking? Shreina kohen gadol?
Yeah.
Vay slice that the Gemara holds. Avada, you don't need Mashiach Shiva. And we would have got him Shiva. You don't need that. But you need some kind of an act to be gomer that there should be a chalais kedushas kohen gadol. You don't have to have it for 7 days, but epis you need that should serve as a maisa. Something should happen to the kohen gadol that if it happens, you're able to regard that which happens as if he had Mashiach Shiva and Ribu Gadol Shiva. That it should go purely on the basis of haskana, that you won't have. The haskana is able to make the haskalt of kedushas kohen gadol. But what makes the Gmar to every to the Makkah Bepatish of the Kedushas Kohen Gadol? For that you need Epis HaMaisa for it to be able to work. You can't just go on the basis of Haskana alone. That maybe will give him the Chaleshela being Kohen Gadol. Maybe that itself will give him the Haskalas Kedushas Kohen Gadol. But you need something there that the Kedushas from Hasam Eze, some kind of a Maisa that should be done in the Kohen Gadol. Zul Sazal Chalzain the Kedushas Kohen Gadol. That's the Mamem Machanchen also. The Chinuch means you normally have Mashiach Shiva. You normally have Ribui Begadim Shiva. You normally have that. Here, what are you going to have? A verbal, totally, the Kedusha Yishchal and Gansan verbally, the Askana. That can't be Gomer, the whole thing. It works in tandem, the Askana, with Epis, some kind of a Maisa that it should be able to work. That's what's Gomer the Kedusha.
Maybe the Binui is a Shura and the Chinuch is the Kedusha.
But you don't need them anymore. But the Svara remains. But Prat, that the Svara was saying remains by the first one. Yeah. You don't. The only thing we're interested in now is that he should do the Avaida. What gives him the right to do the Avaida?
You don't
want to
give him the position.
We don't want to give him the position. It's all up to the Avaida. So what enables him to do the Avaida? To do Avaida, you always need Mashiach Shiva and Ribu Begadim Shiva. Here, Mitamal, one day, five in 1 minute. The other one becomes Tamei. We need a kind of on the spot. You need a gadol on the spot. What do you mean on the spot? You never make a kohen gadol on the spot. It takes a whole week's process to make a kohen gadol. How do you make a kohen gadol on the spot? You can't do that. Zabta Teres Kainim, you can. When? On Yom Kippur, you could do it. It's an emergency. And the Askana says you could do it. Abed Gemara says, but don't expect it to happen without anything. Epis you need. You need Epis HaChalais Kedusha that's there, that if you have it, you'll then be able to pretend as if that had Mashiach Shiva and Ribu Begadim Shiva. You're able to forego that requirement that you have, that you normally have, a Mashiach Shiva or Ribu Begadim Shiva, as long as you have some kind of a Maisa of a pile to go and make the Chalais Kedusha able to be Chal.
But wait.
Now comes the Taisus Yishonim, and we understand that a little better, the Taisus Yishonim. Tayshan, what took place in his man by his rishon? So if you need a ma'aseh, so you shemin ha-mishcha. You don't have shemin ha-mishcha for 7 days, but the haskana is going to tell you that you don't need. Whatever you do, it'll be mevater. It'll be a reason for you to forego the requirement that we normally have that you should require for 7 days before. You don't need the 7 day stipulation. That already we don't need. But epis a kind of a maisa that's mechal, the chalais kedushas kohen gadol that you need. So what we have then here is when we make the kohen gadol, there are two parts of the minui that complement each other. There's the haskana. It's not stam a verbal designation, stam a decision that they make. It's a maisa haskana that gives a kayach, gives a chaleshem, the kedushas kohen gadol. It gets able to engender into him even maybe tchilas kedushas kohen gadol. It can't be gomerit. But there are two facets that complement each other in the maisa minui. There's the haskana, and then there's the maisa of the avodas of echad chaso, or the fact that he does the avaida with shreina begadim. Well, these are the two parts that take place.
So if instead of becoming tummy,
what?
If instead of becoming tummy, the kandog had died.
Yes.
What would happen?
Same thing.
Yeah, did they ask the young people?
I don't know. That it mean once he became kohen gadol, then they have to go to a more formal process.
Is this an emergency if Yom Kippur, or is he now kohen gadol? I mean,
No, he is kohen gadol. Yeah. There's no basis really. Once he's kohen gadol, there's no basis to say anymore that he's kohen gadol. I mean, there's a reason for him not to remain kohen gadol.
Yeah.
Because what happens? The Gemara declares later on, what'll happen if the Kohen Gadol dies? Yeah. The Gemara, if the Kohen Gadol dies, you take this one. The Gemara says, Umayna Rav Yeshi Meis Rishon.
He'll
be a Tzarish. He'll be a Tzarish. Chayzer Labadasim. Shmael Nesema Havalei Tzarim Mechayim. So by you can replace him. But I might have had a Havamid Havalei Tzarim Mechayim. But in Chanami, but it doesn't mean you need a whole new form of Minui. That already you don't need. That already you wouldn't need. This would be a mahalach, and we hear it very well in the Tosfos Yeshanim. What would they have done in the Bayis Rishon? Well, the Chayra, the whole Gemara, that would be a mahalach. In the Rambam, the Chayra, we can't learn like that. First of all, the Rambam says Kayin Gadol. And number two, we had the Rambam Shita, the way he argued with Rashi. The Rambam is shver from the whole Gemara. We had it. How do you make Riboy Begadim according to the Rambam? Very simple. According to the Rambam, all you do, here, tell the Kohen Gadol to come over here, put on these Begadim, put them on, keep them on for 5 minutes, take them off, Shemesh Mr. Shainar Kohen Gadol. So what's the Gemara bothered now by? It depends whether if the Avaida took place before the Tamid Shul Shachar, then he's able to do the Avaida with Tamid Shul Shachar. But suppose the Avaida happened after Tamid Shul Shachar, and he has to do the Avaida, the Chayvus Hayayim, how's he going to do it? So that's why we have an Eitzah with the Avnit. Zog the Gemara, yeah, but how else would he be? I suppose you don't hold like that. He'll have to go and stir the coals, because he'll be Mahapach Mitzin Naira. Like we learned that a Zohar, that's Mahapach Mitzin Naira. He's Chayav Misa, a Zohar. Who cares about his Zohar, it's Chayav Misa. What's in the gay, a Zohar, it's Chayav Misa. He's Mahapach Mitzin Naira. So a long time, begot him of Kayin Gadol for 5 minutes, no Avaida, simple. And like he always does by Riba begot him. So what's Agmar talking about, according to the Rambam?
I'm Yom Kippur, that's not begot him of Kayin Gadol.
What?
And Yom Kippur after the Tamid Shul Shachar, that's not begotten of Kohen Gadol. It's not for the begotten. He's supposed to be a four begotten, not eight.
Yeah, but after became, but they are the begotten of the Kohen Gadol then. But even if we'll be masking, I won't debate this with you. But even if you're right, what the Gemara had to come out of him hapa b'tzinayra for? Then the Gemara says, what will it be his eitzah? He'll put on the eight begotten and be mahapa b'tzinayra. What does he have to be mahapa b'tzinayra for? Let's put him out. Let him go. Put it on. Put him on the room. Stand there for 5 minutes. Let me mechave and medale the kavanas that he has to have. And take the begadim off. What does he have to be mahapal b'tzinayra? To a point where you have to say it's all based because of bizarre. That's mahapal b'tzinayra. He's chayav misa.
What's the lashon haramba? What's the lashon haramba?
Huh?
Maybe there's also right. How do you know there's a chalais? Well, maybe there also you need a chalais in the avodah.
Oh.
Rambam says not
to put. Well, again, the Rambam holds. Oh, the Rambam. When that he holds, all you have to do is put the begadim on. Oh, all right. Yeah. That's the Rambam in Klei HaMikdash. The Rambam brings a mamanin kain gadol. Kate said, "Mar benoisav abgadim." The Rambam said, "Since the clay amigdish perik dalit halacha yigimel." Kate said, "How do you go about with the process of mar benoisav abgadim? Leivei shmeina abgadim. He puts on the shmeina abgadim upaishta, and then he takes them off. The chayzer v'leivshan lamachar shivas yamim yemachar yaim shenem shivas yamim yobashem akayin tachta bibana, and that's it. Put him there. Then leivei shmeina abgadim upaishta." Takes puts on eight begadim and takes them off. Break me the kasha. The verse I read is the kasha. So the Shalas had the Rambam learn the Gansi Gemara. The Rambam who learns, it doesn't have to say, it doesn't say like Rashi that he has to do it Bishas Havaida. He doesn't say that he puts on the begadim and does the Havaida. He's about just laivish the Shmaida begadim and takes them off. So what do we care? Why does he have to do it Dafka? Because he's Mahapach B'tzinayra for? Wasn't relevant. Not relevant.
That only works 7 days. According to the Rambam if you do it 7 days. Do it on one day, you're not a
kind of
other
yet.
You need it 7 days.
No, but here the Rambam says adds. That part is not. The Imavad, Kaidim Shi Sraba Begod, Kol Shiva. Oh, Kaidim Shi Yimshak Kol Shiva, Vidasak Shiva. If he does it even without, it's not ma'akib. Whatever, as Rambam is saying, whatever I said before in the Ribu Yeshiva, he doesn't have the complete 7 days. He has it only one. You do it one day, it's also good enough. So the Rambam holds, if you did it for one day, that's also good enough. You've merely made the Levisha. You don't have to do the Avayda.
Maybe the
Avayda
is
the
Chanukah, when she did it, they still need
to. What?
Then the Avayda was Machanukah. He did it, Ribu Begarden, L'chakhilu 7 days, even one day. Then when he did that,
the
Bishop of the Gardens, that's what
Tardin was. Oh, but there, but the Rambam says he's a Kohen Gadol right away, with the Levisha alone. He doesn't say you have to come on to the Avodah. There, the Rambam says you don't have to come on to the Avodah. He just says the Levisha. Frank Menekasha, how the Rambam learn the Gemara? Something like this. That the Rambam would argue in the Tosfos Yeshayahu. The din that you have, Meshicha v'Shemen HaMishcha. What is that din of Meshicha v'Shemen HaMishcha? That's a din that requires, in order for a person to get Kedushas Kohen Gadol, the Rambam holds that this person is already a Kohen Gadol. The Rambam said, how did the Rambam learn the din that they're able to be Mamana the Kohen Gadol, Bizu Askana, that when they're Mafrish the Kohen Gadol, he became a Kohen Gadol, Ayidei the Maisa Haskana alone. When they were Mafrishim Lekatchila, they made him into a Kohen Gadol. The Rambam learns the Haskana itself made him into a Kohen Gadol with all the Kedushas Kohen Gadol. So what's the Gemara talking about? They made him into a Kedushas Kohen Gadol, then there's no Makom for Shemen HaMishcha. What is the point of Shemen HaMishcha? What does it do? It gives a person Kedushas Kohen Gadol. If he's already a Kohen Gadol, there's no Makom for Shemen HaMishcha. So then what is the Gemara talking about? The Gemara is dealing with another din. In order for a Kohen Gadol, even after he's a Kohen Gadol, to do the Avayda, he has to bring a Minchas Chinuch. If he doesn't bring a Minchas Chinuch, he cannot do the Avayda. What does it mean he brings a Minchas Chinuch? The Rambam paskins in Klei HaMikdash. And the Rambam paskins in Klei HaMikdash. This man sheraitze Kohen Gadol lahakriv, hayoyo bekevesh, vaskan biyamino, etc. The Rambam says that, and when he brings, the din is, Ein HaKayin Oivet Chila, B'chein Kayin Gadol, Ein HaOivet Chila, a Kayin Gadol is not allowed to go and do the Avodah, HaChiyavi Asiris Olefa Mishalo, until he brings an Asiris Olefa. He's not allowed to do it. It's an Isser Gomer for him to go do Avodah until he brings what's called the Minchas Chinuch. And that's an Asiris Olefa, the same way the Minchas Chaviti, that he brings every day, the Chavitei Kohen Gadol, Asiris Olefa, Machsisa Babaker, Machsisa Ba'erev, Bein Rabayim. Over here he has to bring a special Asiris Olefa, and then the Rambam adds, V'oivda B'yado. He can't make a shliach to bring the Minchas Chinuch. He has to do it himself. The Minchas Chaviti that he brings every day, he doesn't have to do himself. Right. Who brings the Minchas Chaviti? The Mishmar brings it. That was part of the pious. The Mishnah Gemara says on Daf Chofei, the Mishnah was a Huda Chavid, after the Shefter, they go and they make the Paish, they exeriates him, and all the whole Tamid, and the whole Seder wanted them, it's the Chavitin. Right. What are they bringing the Paish for Chavitin? It's the Kohen Gadol's carbon. Teretz, it's his carbon. He pays for it. But they bring it. Not over here. Otherwise, here, it's Oivda Biyado. Now, is it Ma'akiv or is it not Ma'akiv? So the people that learn Shkolim, the Gain's Girsa in the Yerushalmi and Shkolim is that if he doesn't bring the Minchas Chinuch, the Asiris Olefa, then all the Avodas that he does afterwards are possible. It's Ma'akiv, not like the Rambam. The Rambam holds with the Yevit, it's good. The Ma'avad Kaidim Shiyavi Asiris Olefa, the Kain Kayan Gadol Shiyavi Bikuna Gedaila, Kaidim Shiyavi Asiris Olefa Avodasak Shera. It's a Shaila whether or not the Minchas Chinuch is it Ma'akiv or is it not Ma'akiv, that's a separate issue. But at least, the way the Goyin learns in the Rishalmi, it's Ma'akiv. But the Rambam holds that it's not Ma'akiv. But at least, they said, we're talking here at Din D'Oraisa. To bring a Minchas Chinuch on Yom Kippur, he can't. It's right, it's also for, he can't bring it, it's not Decha Yom Kippur, it's not Decha Shabbat, it's not Decha Yom Kippur, he can't go and bring that. So how can he bring any, how can he do a carbon? How can he do anything? Even if he became a Kohen Gadol, how can he go? It's also for a Kohen Gadol to do it. Ah, that's a big problem. That is a problem. Freight the Gemara. There's no minchas chenuch. Who cares whether he's a kohen gadol? I can't. He's not eligible to do the avodah of kohen gadol if he didn't bring a minchas chenuch. So the Gemara, avodasa b'chad chaso, or maybe he'll go and he'll be mahapach b'tzin naira. What are we going to ask? According to the Rambam, he's going to be mahapach b'tzin naira. The Rambam holds it simple. All you have to do is put on begadim. What do you have to be mahapach b'tzin naira for? Tyrant says to put on begadim. The Rambam holds to put on begadim alone that avada can make him into a kohen gadol. But let's say he is a kohen gadol and he has to do an avada to bar michas chinuch. What will happen in lieu of doing the avada? Even the Rambam holds over there. He'll have to wear the shmeinah begadim and he'll have to do the avada. Where does the Rambam hold that you don't have to do the avada? Where it's a question of giving him kedushas kohen gadol. You'll give him kedushas kohen gadol. You'll make chal on him kedushas kohen gadol. You'll put the begadim on him. Then what? To do avaida, he's going to bring his mechas chinuch. But let's say he's already a kohen gadol, and there's no time for him to bring a mechas chinuch. He has to do the avaida today, and there's no mechas chinuch today. What should he do? So tomorrow you put on the shmeinah begadim, and he'll do the avaida with the shmeinah begadim, and there will that will serve in lieu of the mechas chinuch. The Rambam's din that he argues with Rashi in the din of Meruba Begadim will only be negaya when it's a question of making him into a kohen gadol. Over here, the Gemara is not talking of what it takes to make him into a kohen gadol. It's talking about what does he have to do in order that the first avaida should allow him for all subsequent avaidas to be able to be eligible. And for that, Zot the Gemara, he'll do maybe Mahapak with Sinaira. He'll be able to bring the Tamid Shel Shachar. He'll be able to go, or maybe in the end you'll say Avaidasa Bechad Chasa. With this, so we hear very well why the Rambam said when he was matik the lashon haMishnah, "Umaskin lo not kayin acher." It's maskin lo kayin gadol. That's what it is. The haskana, according to the Rambam, does much more than the Rashmi Shantz and the Ravid. The Rashmi Shantz and the Ravid mean say that'll help in lieu of the din of Mashiach Shiva. But if you need something to be gomer the kedusha, the Rambam holds it's a gemara. He's a shayna kayin gadol. That's not the issue. Here, Shaina Kain Gadol and Gansen. The Shaila is not eligible to go do the Avaida. He's not eligible to go and do the Avaida. So what do you do to be in lieu of the Michas Chinuch? So the Rambam, he'll go and do that. Aber he's Lemaise, he's a Kain Gadol and Gansen already from before, according to the Rambam.
You can't marry an Almona?
What? No, he won't be able to marry an Almona. So now the Shaila is, that's why Lani is Daiti, according to this, the Yitzel Midvarena. What would the Rambam hold that they did? In this man of the Bais Rishon, would there be an Eitzah to go put Shemin HaMishcha on him? No. Because what is the point of Shemin HaMishcha? To give him Kedushas Kohen Gadol. The Rambam doesn't have that problem. That wasn't the whole problem in the Gemara. Like the Taisis Yishonim, like the Ritva, like the Rashbi Shantz, there, Avada, that was the problem. So you have the Bais Rishon, give Shemin HaMishcha. The Rambam holds that's never the problem in the first place. So what would they do in this man Bais Rishon? They do in this man Bais Rishon the exact same thing that they were doing in this man Bais Sheni. They would have to go be Mahapu B'tzinaira. He'll be, go ahead and brood beyond them, be the Tamid Shel Shachar. He'll go and he'll do it with the Begadim.
How does the Tamid Shel Shachar take the place of Minchas Chinuch? What's the Shachar?
Because the Inyan of the Minchas Chinuch is...
It's a Pasuk.
It's a Pasuk, right. But because it's through that it's the official avaida that the kohen that it becomes nicker that the kohen gadol is doing something in the capacity of kohen gadol. So he's going to have to do some avaida that'll be nicker from that. Damasus, we take a look at the Rashi's. I think Danis Daiti probably that's the Rashi because when Rashi says, if you take a look at the Rashi, I mean that's sort of like pasuk pekad b'sayim b'chodes in the Rashi. If you take a look at the Rashi, where Rashi is Bameh Mechar Kenosa. Hare Avaidus Yom HaKippurim Sha'achar HaTamid, the Arba Begadim Hi. The Avaida after, the Avaidus Yom HaKippurim, after the Tamid, is Barba Begadim Hi. The Avaida of Yom Kippur is Betala Begadim. So Rashi says, Uvamehu Nikr Shehu Kayin Gadol Me'aylam. So how is a Nikr that he's ever a Kayin Gadol? It's a little elusive Rashi. So it's supposed to be called the Sayyim Bechavis. First he says, where's a nicker that he's a Kohen Gadol? No, it doesn't bother us in the essence of what he is. He's a Kohen Gadol. You need has to be nicker. Then Rashi likes to, so where did he ever emerge from the state of Hedyaitis to the state of Kohen Gadol? What's Rashi mean exactly? Rashi Vaisais are saying that in order for a Kayin Gadol to become Ice Kayin Gadol, to become Ice Kayin Hegid, to become a Kayin Gadol, there has to be a Hecker that makes it means that that transition is taking place. So does he hold like the Rambam? Does he hold like the Rashi Shantz? Don't you think maybe Chayrat Tabashi holds more like the Rashi Shantz? But it means, because according to the Rambam, it's not a question of how does he become Kayin Gadol. It's how is he eligible to go do the Avaida. The way Rashi's learning, Vaisnai said it's just the din in the hecker that you need in order for him to become Kayin Gadol.
But if he's appointed from before, so why is the Shaila Rishon Kaisel Avedosa and what happened in the second one, why is that phrase only in the case of Yer Bay Psul? He's according to the Rambam, he's a Kayin Gadol even if no Psul happened to Kayin Gadol. You appoint the Kayin Gadol. So the Shaila, what to do with him afterwards, is a Shaila that happens all the time, not just if it happened to Psul.
Very good. Yeah, I hear. According to the Rambam says that he's a Kayin Gadol. So, what's time? Let's say he wasn't needed, you mean?
Right.
Let's say he wasn't needed. Yeah, in the case, let's say where he wasn't.
Every year, Shaila.
Yeah. I hear. According to the Rambam there. So, what was the Gemara's Shaila then? The Gemara, by Slice, was clearing. So, you're asking, so what do you mean? So, in the case, let's say it's a regular Kayin, according to the Rambam, he's all Kayin Gadol. He's all Kayin Gadol. Why didn't the Gemara have the Shaila even over there? Yep, that's Abadahar. It's Abadahar. They're good. So that's all what's negay his eligibility to do the Avaida. That's eligibility to do the Avaida. But no, but if he's going to do the Avaida, he has to do it with Shmaya Begadim. No, but if he's going to do the Avaida, but he has to do it with Shmaya Begadim.
Yeah, but that's the Shaila. He became Kohen Gadol, but he didn't bring this Mitzvah Sinek. What happens if he didn't complete the process?
Well, I think I would say maybe the way you're saying is they're good. Also, they're good. But I think the part is, because there we have the Eitzah. What's the problem why the Gemara has this issue? Because what do you do with the second Kohen Gadol? Because you don't know what to do with him. He was the acting Kohen Gadol. So what are you going to do? You're going to leave him like that? You can't leave him like that. You can't have two Kohenim Gadolim. What are you going to do? You're going to demote him. Ma'alam Kodesh Shalom Eridim. He started doing the Avadim B'Shmeinu Begadim, and here and now it's not.
I think you would not say he's a regular year.
So what was it? No, normally there's no problem, Michael Bakadish will my reading. Technically, he was a guy, but he never did the Avaida. So Masal Kishem Shai Taisa says, Kishem Shemamanim Bepekach Mistalik Bepek. Whoever the one. No.
But Rashi hold that point?
Yeah, Rashi. I mean, the fact that you can be Masalik him. We have a steer, exactly, everybody should be aware what it means. Who are the ones that are Mamana the Kohen Gadol? Taisa says it's the Melech and Echav HaKohanim. Over here in Taisus and other places in Zvachim, places in Megillah, it's the Sanhedrin. There's a Taisefta in the beginning of Sanhedrin that says that it's the Sanhedrin that goes on his Mamana the Kohen Gadol. Shai list the Taisefta, it's the Sanhedrin that's Mamana. Taisus says it's the Melech Yisrael, and Echav HaKohanim do it. But if in a case where it's a regular Kohen, where the Mamana Kohen, and he never did the Avaida, there wouldn't be a problem over there. Ma'adam Kodesh Velo may read it, because it was never there. It was never implemented. So he'd have the same svara. Kishem Shnei Zmanah Bepeh, Kach Mistalka Mepeh. There wouldn't be a problem over there. Ma'adam Kodesh Velo may read it.
So for one day, 2 days, he came running out more. This is...
No? Well, according to the Rambam, it's 7 days.
Oh, 7 days.
Seven days. He won't be able to.
And after him get
back. Yeah, according to the Rambam, he won't.
If no psul happened.
Yeah, there was no psul. If no psul. Yeah. Case where there was no psul. Yeah. On the parsha. We have, I don't know if anybody everybody marked it. Every shevet has a name. And the gushpanke of that shevet that defines, delineates who how special he is, lies in his name. Like all names in Chumash. Ruvain, Kira Hashem B'Yeretzoni. The Ribbono Shel Olam responded, he saw my state of oppression, like Leah said. And therefore, that went into the name of Ruvain. Kishama Hashem. Ata Yilava Ishe Eli by Levi, he was the bridge for Ashraz Hashchina. So there's a function that each Shevet has, and it manifests itself in the names that define, delineate exactly who he is. All the Shvatim have that. That's what Seamus Bechlala. All the Shvatim have that, except for Yosef. What's Yosef's name? Oh, now that he's born, we got him out of the way. Now we can get to another. We can get to the next one. Atav Yosef LeHashem Bein Acher. Who is Yosef? It almost seems he doesn't even deserve the courtesy of a name. Now we got him out of the way that he's born. Oh, now it's great. But now we were Yosef, we got through him. Now we can get to Binyamin. That's what it means. Atav, what's Yosef? The now, he's here. We got to the Yosef LeHashem Bein Acher. But what's he get? But what is that? Doesn't he deserve a character? A person in himself?
Wasn't he split later to Ephraim and Asher? They had names.
But what was the name in the first place? Of course, a rhetorical question. Who is Yosef? Yosef, Mashiach ben Yosef, is always the precursor of Mashiach ben David. The prelude to Mashiach ben David. There's the ultimate, and then there's the penultimate. Mashiach ben David is the ultimate Malchus that there is by Yisrael. Who's the penultimate Melech? Mashiach ben Yosef. Shilai is the harbinger, the precursor for Malchut, for the Beis Olam. There in Shilai for 369 years. That sets the stage for the Beis Olam, which will become the main Beis Hamikdash and the Machane of Binyamin. And the Seder of the Sefiris, Klai Yisrael's Gebait on what? They're Gebait with Avis, Chesed, Avram Avinu, Yitzchak, Yankev, Chesed, Gevura, Tiferes, Netzachayim. But what do you have to have before Malchus? Yisoid. And Yisoid is Yosef. For the Malchus to be able to come to the ultimate Gilui of Malchus, the Hagdama, the prelude for that, the precursor of what ultimate Malchus is the side is determined by the penultimate Melech, that's Yosef. And it's Yosef who ushers in the bridge to be able to bring Klal Yisrael into this man of the Golus also. It's not Stam that he doesn't deserve the courtesy. His function, the mahus of Yosef, is Atav Yosef Li Hashem Bein Acher. Now that Yosef is here, he is the one that will serve as the bridge for greater things. Now that he is here, he's the precursor, the bridge to be able to take Klal Yisrael to the next level. He's the one that assumes the position of the Yisoid, to lay the groundwork in the fundamental level, so in order that on him we're able to build and bring it to the altar, bring the ultimate Gilui of Malchus. But the beer of it is, Yosef was Zaycha, Yosef Shekideh Shem Shamayim Betzina, is Zaycha to one of the Isis of the Shem Habayim. Eidus B'Yosef. His name is not Yosef, his name is Yosef. So what does it mean, Eidus B'Yosef? His name is Yosef, but he was Zaycha to one of the Isis of the Shem Hashem. Yehuda, that was Mekadesh Shem Shamayim B'Galui, was Zaycha to the entire Shem, the Gemara says on Saita. He's Zaycha to the whole Shem Havaya, the whole, because he was Mekadesh Shem Shamayim B'Farhesia. Just wanted to mention, the Rambam tells us in Yisaydei HaTorah, the Rambam, we have a Rambam in Mada, I don't know where, we have the Rambam in Mada. But the Rambam gives the mashal for what Kiddush Hashem is. What is Kiddush Hashem? Does Kiddush Hashem, it's bad there, it's when I find him of Kiddush Hashem, but what does a person have to do in order for it to be Kiddush Hashem? He has to return $98,000 to a person that got and sold him a desk, and then to go into the national media, and to go there, it's a Valdigit Kiddush Hashem, it's nothing like it. But is that what it means to be Mekadesh Shem Shamayim? Does it mean Kiddush Hashem that if there were a Polish people who hit somebody for 2 years during the war and they went and they were cobbled upon them at Kennedy Airport, but then with the media that, does a Kiddush Hashem? Avad it is Kiddush Hashem. But you don't have to be Mekayim Kiddush Hashem in that way. The Rambam tells us what Kiddush Hashem is. And what is the quintessential Kiddush Hashem that we find in Chumash? And the Rambam says in Yisaydei HaTorah, Gevaldik Yizach, Kol ha'ayver midaito below einus. If a person's ayver without being forced, it was on an einus halachas, we call mitzvah samuris b'atayver. B'shut nefesh lahakis, he's a mechal es Hashem. V'imavar b'asar mi'Yisrael, he's a mechal es Hashem b'rabim. V'chein kol ha'payresh me'aveira, A person could be privately in his home. They know the Bein Atzmai. Nobody knows that he's there. And nobody knows what his Nisayan is. And nobody knows what his Yetzer Hara is telling him to do. He's alone, privately. Nobody knows what he's thinking about. And he has a Nisayan to do an Aveira, and he refrains from doing the Aveira. No one's going to know anything about it. Not because he has any ulterior motives. He's not going to get covered from it. He's not going to get recognition from it. The only reason he does it, he's in a bad neighborhood. Nobody knows he's in the neighborhood. He wants a cheeseburger from a McDonald's. And why doesn't he do it? Nobody's going to know. He put on a baseball hat. Nobody's going to know who he is. So why is it? But he reminds himself, oh, the Torah says I can't do it. The Rebbeinu Shlom's not going to be happy with me. Nobody has to know anything. Nobody has to know the person has any soyin. And where do we learn it out from? That was the quintessential Kiddush Hashem that takes place in Chumash. Kiddush Hashem has nothing to do with what people see or what they're going to know and impressions that they're going to have. It means that if the person rises above the world of the mundane and what his natural inclinations are to make himself loftier, that he brings loftiness into the Bria. And when you bring loftiness into the Bria, that means you're raising the whole level of the Bria to mimikadish it and to raise it to a different level, to a different plane. That's what it means, Kiddush Hashem. Then there, Klamar Ba'Reza Meshub, there could be such a thing as Kiddush Hashem Barab. But it's much harder to make a Kiddush Hashem Barab than to make a Kiddush Hashem B'Yachid. Because the Rambam says that in order for it to be Kiddush Hashem, it has to be totally undiluted, it has to be purely Achvarak, with the Ganzer Reinkeit, that it has to be Laman Hashem, without any negius or any personal benefits whatsoever, that recognition whatsoever. The one that did that was Yehuda. But what it's telling us over here is, Yosef, who is the prelude, Yosef, who is the precursor for Yehuda, he put in the possibilities, instilled into the Bria, the possibilities of what it means, Kiddush Hashem, to raise the Bria, as the stepping stone for Yehuda to bring it up in Grace Oifer. Should be Zeichet, the Malchus, Yehuda, Mashiach ben Yosef, and Mashiach ben David.
Amen. Amen. Okay. 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 Okay.